This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, April 19, 2008. War gives way to peace. The scripture is Isaiah 9, verse 6. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. Have you heard the story of Gideon and the day of Midian's defeat? God used his servant Gideon to defeat thousands of Midianites at the hands of a few hundred Israelites. Gideon's men didn't even have to fight. The Lord confused and terrified the enemies. They collapsed on their own and fled. You can read the story in Judges 7. Isaiah reminds us of that remarkable episode to show us that God's kingdom is different from all human kingdoms. The kingdom of Emmanuel does not need our weapons to expand into the world. Emmanuel does not rely on military tactics to expand his reign. In fact, writes Isaiah, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. And why? Because of this king's mode of operation. Emmanuel conquers by giving himself. Yet in his self-giving he remains Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. All who are children of God grow to understand this mysterious dynamic of Christ's kingdom. They know that the kingdom grows through sacrificial service, modeled after Jesus himself. The power of unconditional love can defeat the worst of evils. Today, can you identify one concrete way in which you have given of yourself? If so, you can look expectantly for your service to be blessed by Emmanuel. Would you pray with me? Father, how wonderful it is to know that we too belong to Jesus' kingdom of peace. May I give of myself to help bring peace to the people around me today. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.